Relief funds for last summer's King Salmon Fisheries disasters on the Kuskokwim and Yukon Rivers is taking one step closer to reaching fishermen in the region. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Funds were included in an early version of the Senate Appropriations Bill. The bill passed out of the Senate's Commerce, Justice, and Science Subcommittee Tuesday. It passed out of the Appropriations Committee today. The bill allocates $150 million for fisheries disasters in Alaska, as well as in New England and Mississippi. Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's uncertain how the money would be split.
That $150 million would be divided up based on recommendations from the states to NOAA, so that is yet to be determined.
The bill requires the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to provide feedback concerning how the funds will be spent. Murkowski says there's still a long road ahead before any checks are written to fishermen. It still has to pass through the full Senate and the House.
So this is the first step in a very important process. It's kind of a brick-by-brick process, but we have moved it yet one step further.
A federal resource disaster was declared last year in September for the Yukon, Kuskokwim, and Cook Inlet Chinook salmon runs after the rivers saw dramatically low numbers. It was the second federal fisheries disaster declared for the Yukon River since 2009. The Alaska delegation, comprised of Murkowski, Senator Mark Begich, and Congressman Don Young, said the process of getting relief funds through Congress could take over a year. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.